Downtowns were once a hub for general retail. Then they transitioned to having more restaurants and specialty stores like gift shops. Now those types of businesses are closed in Iowa because of COVID-19. Iowa Public Radio's Katie Pikus looks at how the pandemic is affecting downtowns in two rural Iowa cities.
Giftique, this is Denise.
Denise Lake runs Giftique in downtown Sac City. She sells flowers and baby toys and candles. Lake recently booked flowers for a wedding by phone.
We went through like her bridesmaids' bouquets, her bouquet, corsages, boutonnieres.
Normally, Lake sees around 15 people a day in her store. Since she had to close her doors, business is down. She says both sides of the street used to be lined with parked cars in the noon hour, but at noon now,
it's very rare to see more than 5 or 6 cars.
Lake says that quiet is awful. The hardware store across the street is still open, and the pharmacy and the bank are doing pickup and drop-off. The steakhouse is closed.
I think people still are coming downtown, but they are coming for different purposes and staying a different amount of time.
That's Lance Wilhelm. He's the president of the Sac City Chamber Main Street Board and says some of the businesses that had to close are adapting. They're delivering goods or they've launched online stores. Wilhelm says the majority of the businesses will take a financial hit, but likely not one big enough to make them close permanently.
If you were to come to downtown Sac City in March of 2021, it probably won't look significantly different in terms of what businesses are there if you would have come on March 1st of this year.
This is a recording of the Mahaney Memorial Carillon Tower about an hour away in downtown Jefferson. It's a city landmark and a big draw to tourists. But now no tourists are coming to enjoy it. Peg Rainey is the director of the city's Main Street program, Jefferson Matters.
Our goal was to be a vibrant, active, pedestrian-friendly community downtown with lots of activity. And right now, it's the complete opposite.
Downtown has an eerie quietness, one business owner says, though Rainey says some businesses have been doing takeout and delivery. A flower shop is selling plants by showing them off on Facebook Live. A dance studio is giving lessons by Zoom.
The residents are doing the best they can to support our businesses, but it's just not the same.
And some business owners say it feels like there's not much they can do right now, like Robbie Peterson.
I build 1870s furniture using only the tools that existed in the 1870s.
Peterson's business, RVP 1875, also includes a museum, but he's not able to show off his furniture to people who might want to get something custom made. He's building a Sawbuck-style dining table for a customer, but after he's done with that, he's got no other orders.
I've got a $3,000 turnkey to keep this place going, to pay my mortgage and my insurance, and I have no idea in May where that's going to come from.
Peterson hasn't applied for any aid because he says he'd rather work to get by than get a handout. He hopes to get back on his feet once the economy rebounds and tourists come back to Jefferson.
And it's my job to make sure that all that history, all those hundreds of years of history, didn't get lost forever. And so I'm on a lifelong quest. There will be no retirement for me. I will do this until I can't do it anymore. I hope that's in my 90s, you know?
Besides the pause in tourism, there's another issue for downtown. Jefferson and its Main Street program had been using funding to renovate worn-down vacant buildings to bring in new businesses. But it's hard to attract new businesses right now. That means even when downtown becomes active again, it may be a while before it can take on new life. I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.